From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout. Mr. Renzi, in his comments, says, "I didn't succeed. It's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even if I have a lump in my throat." The referendum's defeat also raises a specter of financial crisis within the country's banking system. Austrians' desire to stay anchored in the European Union outweighed concerns over immigration and security and helped former Greens leader Alexander Van der Bellen defeat his far-right rival Norbert Hofer in Sunday's presidential election. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
Centrists and leftists across the European Union are expressing relief after anti-immigrant Eurosceptic Norbert Hofer lost by a clear margin to Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party in a race seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Defeated and disappointed, Hofer tells VOA his anti-establishment movement is not done yet.
What message went out to the establishment here with this election?
Look at me, I will fight for the next elections.
Had he won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II, and the first one ever in the EU. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Vienna.
The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a seven-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says it's a provocative step. This is VOA News. Residents say Western-backed Iraqi forces have begun shelling parts of West Mosul. The shelling is in preparation for a new front against the Islamic State. Federal police forces are stationed a few kilometers south of Mosul on the west bank of the Tigris River that divides the city. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed at least 11 people, and officials say the fire erupted in the Regent Plaza's hotel's ground floor kitchen Monday. The Karachi mayor said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. The United Nations is launching a record appeal of $22.2 billion to provide life-saving assistance for nearly 93 million of the world's most vulnerable people in 33 countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the appeal is being made to international donors.
UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien says money from this multi-billion dollar appeal will make a vital difference in the lives of tens of millions of people.
It will translate into life-saving food assistance to people on the brink of starvation in the Lake Chad Basin and South Sudan. It will provide protection for the most vulnerable people in Syria, in Iraq, and in Yemen.
Besides Syria, the United Nations cites Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria as among the greatest drivers of humanitarian needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano says nuclear terrorists can strike anywhere. He made the warning Monday at the start of a week-long ministerial conference on preventing the misuse of radioactive materials and attacks on facilities. He says ensuring effective nuclear security is important for all countries, including those who possess little or no nuclear or other radioactive material. Music icon Bob Dylan won't be at the Nobel Prize ceremony this week to accept his award, but he sent along a speech to be read aloud, according to the Nobel Foundation Monday. The 75-year-old has had a subdued response to the honor, remaining silent for weeks after the news in October that he had won the prize for literature. The death toll from a fire at the warehouse crowded with the dance party revelers rose to 36 Monday as fire officials announced that they had suspended work because the structure was at risk of collapse. The Alameda County Deputy Sheriff said that 11 of the 36 bodies recovered so far at the site in Oakland, California, have been positively identified. Previously, that toll stood at 33. More details at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.